Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. An Open California rally, actually two rallies, are going on Saturday, May 2nd. One is from 1 to 3 in Arroyo Grande on the corner of Park Avenue and Grand, and the other is in Santa Maria from 11 to 12 on the corner of Bettervia and Bradley. Well, I guess that one will be over by the time you get this message, unless you catch us by podcast after it's posted Friday night. Anyway, the AG rally for those who are in that area from 1 to 3. At a time when, according to the data, we should be backing off on the stay-at-home or safer-at-home restrictions, some governors are tightening the screws. Why? Conflicting orders came down lately from our county here in Santa Barbara County that left me in some confusion whether they are now demanding churches virtually close their doors. Newsom says in-person church assemblies won't be reopened for months. Months? More on that today. Hey, Newsom closed beaches in Orange County. Well, that was safe for him politically since they don't like him there anyway. Apparently, this was prompted by MSM faked pictures. Well, well, well. Modoc County here in California defies Newsom and declares they are reopening today despite King Gavin's decrees. Santa Maria is putting together an open the city plan. Michigan governor slapped down by Michigan state legislature. They refused to extend her stay-at-home order and remove protections from lawsuits against her, which allows for her to be personally sued for abuse of power. Newsom and Whitmer would do well to listen to what Attorney General Barr has said. A crisis cannot cancel the Constitution. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, Missouri, churches, along with all other businesses, are required to turn in the name, phone number, and physical address of anyone who enters their place of business or that enters their church. And some are calling this registration of Christians, huh? Pelosi confirms Maxine Waters to the committee investigating Trump's response to COVID-19. Pray, folks. Trump is vulnerable right now. I'll explain that in just a little bit. Flynn exonerated. Well, at least it's moving in that direction. FBI notes recently released prove the FBI cops were liars sent to entrap Flynn by phony baloney Comey. And while we are fixated on the COVID-19, an election is underway. Don't forget, the other side is taking full advantage of the COVID smokescreen to get into position for their attack, tuning up their voter fraud machine and laying a trap for Trump Pence. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
An Open California rally, Saturday, May 2nd, from 1 to 3 in Arroyo Grande on the corner of Park Avenue and Grand. I hope to see you there. At a time when, according to the data, we should be backing off on the stay-at-home or safer-at-home restrictions, some governors are tightening the screws. Why? Well, friend, it's really simple. The spirit of Antichrist promotes oppression, and the spirit of Jesus Christ promotes liberty. So it depends on what spirit these leaders are of. A power in the hands of men and women who may be taken captive by the devil at his will always lead to oppression. You have read that in your Bible before, right? You know, that Satan can take unbelievers captive at his will. Oh, well, I forgot. Many Americans today are as ignorant of the Bible as they are of the Constitution or of our American heritage. It's too bad. There might be something to be said for the relationship of these things, you know, forgetting the Bible and forgetting the Constitution. Go online and download my series, The Bible and the Bill of Rights, or view my YouTube message, The Bible and the First Amendment. Over 3,000 views of that message lately, and I know we can do much better than that. It's an important and timely message. Check it out. Conflicting orders came down lately from our county health department. One document had a demanding tone and stipulated that churches must virtually close their doors and go altogether virtual. Assemblies allowed only in parking lot gatherings, stay in the car, one empty space apart, windows up, no more than 10 in the building, or maybe it was 5. Another document, however, indicated it was a continuation of the earlier guidelines and recommendations that was written with a softer tone, more befitting a government of, by, and for the people, you know, with a few recommended enhancements, which enhancements, by the way, we have adopted. Each of these documents was dated to be effective the same day. Perhaps one was published some hours before the other, anyway. Churches are as essential as any other service decreed to be essential and can be trusted to act as responsibly as the booze bottling plants, surely. And besides, I agree with Attorney General Barr, government officials cannot simply dismiss our inalienable rights by declaring a crisis. I'll offer more insight on that in the next segment. Here is an article that reports Newsom saying in-person church assemblies won't be reopened for months. Months! But I read through the article and checked Newsom's actual comments, and unless I missed something, this is the reporter's interpretation of Newsom's lockdown order. He only reiterated what he has said before and essentially stated it's not going to change anytime soon. Now, I've said some interpret his executive order in that way, but I've read it carefully and the documents he referenced in that order, and I don't doubt he's content that his words be interpreted to include church services, but he has not expressly said so. Not that I can find. And if he does expressly forbid Christians from assembling in the house of God for prayer, he probably ought to start getting used to eating grass. But really, you know, he and Whitmer can get together and form a ticket to run for president and vice president. They can argue about which one will be which. Their slogan can be, slavery is better than death. No, wait, that's Cuomo's slogan. Let's see, maybe the Newsom twosome with Whitmer slogan can be, remake America. And behind that will be the symbol of the communist hammer and sickle. After their policies have emptied American stores of meat, they can promise a chicken for every pot. And if the annoying Christians and pestilent Jews stir up resistance to their oppressive agenda, well, they can probably find enough ignorant Americans today to go along with passing out yellow armbands with a cross printed on them for the Christians and for the Jews a Star of David. I'm being facetious, of course, but if you don't think this is the way this sort of thing gets started, you have not paid attention to history. Do a study of what was going on in the medical field in Germany precedent to the rise of Hitler. The Nazi doctors facilitated Hitler's monstrous policies. Reagan warned us that socialism would never be directly received by Americans, but by convincing them of a medical emergency, they could be deceived into giving up their liberties to the government. So let me clarify that I don't think Newsom has demonstrated such egregious ambitions for dictatorial control, but some of his more recent moves suggest he might be testing the waters for just how far he can go. For example, Newsom closed beaches in Orange County. What? And that was safe for him politically, of course. They don't like him there anyway. But the fact that this was prompted, I understand, by MSM faked pictures bothers me deeply. In truth, beachgoers were more than 6 feet apart, but pictures were purposely, it seems to me, taken at an angle and from a distance that made it look like the beach was crowded. He didn't even bother to look into this. Maybe he naively believes whatever the MSM puts in front of him. Proverbs 29:12 says, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. Power in the hands of a ruler that hearkens to lies brings the people under oppressors. Modoc County defies Newsom and declares they're going to reopen today, Friday, show prep day, despite King Gavin's decrees. And Santa Maria is putting together an open the city plan. Please understand that anti-Christian and anti-Semitic types, you've heard Cuomo's recent statement, I think, targeting the Jews. What? These types never yield their power to oppress others until they're forced to do so. Newsom should pay attention to what's happening to Gretchen in Michigan. Michigan governor was slapped down by Michigan state legislatures. They refused to extend her stay-at-home order, and they removed protections from lawsuits against her, which allows her to be personally sued for any damages arising from her abuse of power. Now, that's a good idea. No governor should be able to unilaterally declare an emergency and by fiat wipe out our constitutional protections. Michiganders got it right. The only right thing to do about persons using a crisis, manufactured or not, to increase their power and take away our liberties is to make them accountable for their abuses. Newsom and Gretchen would do well to listen to what Attorney General Barr has said. A crisis cannot cancel the Constitution. Long after COVID-19 is forgotten, the destruction, misery, and oppression these people have brought into the lives of millions of Americans will be remembered. Here is a disturbing headline. Kansas City, Missouri requires Christians to register with the government. What? Well, the devil is never that obvious, at least not up front. In Kansas City, Missouri, churches, along with all other businesses, are required to turn in the name, phone number, and physical address of anyone who enters their place of business or that enters into their church. So it's not quite like the headline reads. And to be honest, it does not help our cause to misrepresent stories with clickbait headliners. It actually works against us in the end. This is concerning. It does push us in the direction of registration for Christians, but it's overstated, sort of like I did earlier with my projections based on the trajectory of Newsom's and Whitmer's tendencies. It's okay to suggest the direction these things will take us, but it's best to clarify the distinction between where we actually are from where these things will lead us unless we make a turn along the way. We need to begin that turn now, before we get too far down this path to tyranny. Because when evil gets power, it uses the power for evil. And evil always pretends to be looking out for our best interests. Listen, give no one power who demands your liberties in exchange for his or her protection. What is a protection racket? Give no one power who demands that you surrender your liberties for their protection. I'll take God's protection over theirs. Okay, I need to go to break. Pelosi confirmed Maxine Waters to the committee investigating Trump's response to COVID-19. And let me explain why Trump is vulnerable here as I conclude segment one. First, he and Pence must be aware of the Fauci-Burke scam pressuring doctors to declare COVID-19 on death certificates, whether or not that was the actual cause of death. You see, they kept telling us the death count's going to spike. It's going to spike. It's going to get way up there. And it kept not happening. And then they announced their intention to count COVID deaths differently from how they have counted flu or other virus deaths in the past. They decided they would declare someone died of COVID if they were infected, whether or not the cause of death was COVID-19. I heard Burke attempt to explain this at one of Trump's briefings with Pence present. It sounded plausible until I got to thinking about it. And I realized, wait a minute here. What's going on? Sure enough, soon thereafter, the COVID death count began to rise rapidly. And then reports started coming in from other doctors telling us they're being coerced to declare COVID as cause of death, whether or not the person even tested positive for COVID. If they were exposed, and in some cases, it doesn't matter. They just stick COVID on there no matter what. So they got their death count boosted, but they did it by lying, by fraud. You can't believe these people. They say 63,000 have died of COVID. How do we know? Because of the way they handle this? We don't really know. Now, I'm concerned that this is a trap. I realize Trump and Pence have invested significantly in the idea that they are going to lead America through this crisis and defeat the invisible enemy. But the longer this plays out, the more Americans are going to demand more than Fauci's say-so. And his say-so is increasingly and dramatically compromised by the facts as they're eking out. This especially that he is complicit in encouraging this fake COVID death count, that he is ignoring the medical community's understanding of virology that has been standard for several decades without offering any explanation why. And more doctors are coming out with alarms about being pressured to report COVID as a cause of death when they know better, as I mentioned. These draconian impositions on our liberties that are actually counterproductive to our health, the Surgeon General says, you know, the mask thing can actually cause a problem for some people with regard to contracting this disease. Stay inside and don't go into the sun and don't go out into the fresh air? This is nonsense. One thing nags me. Fauci and Burke have advocated for changing the way deaths are counted for this. Have I repeated that a couple of times? Well, let me tell you why. That's an obvious place to look to see deceit. I'm concerned these lying rascals are setting a snare for Trump Pence, implicating him in this lie. It won't matter to the Trump haters that Fauci Burke encouraged the manufacture of these COVID death numbers. The only thing that's going to be harped on 24/7 is that Trump Pence went along with this business of faking the numbers. It could be a trap. It's going to be made out that the only reason was to trump up his claim that he saved America from the invisible enemy. Look at all the pain and thing you suffered because, see, watch out, Mr. President. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. Jeremiah 5:26. I'm long in this segment. I'm going to have to go to break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
It's God's war, and we are his soldiers. The battle for America is on. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Flynn exonerated. Notes recently released prove the FBI cops were liars sent to entrap Flynn. Phony baloney Comey brags about getting away with sending the dirty cops to Flynn's office for a private meeting so they could interrogate Flynn without witnesses or legal counsel. And that's how they got away with making up what he supposedly said to falsely accuse him of lying. The takeaway is this: power in the hands of wicked men will lead to the triumph of evil over good, and the rejoicing of the wicked over the righteous. Solomon said, quote, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." Proverbs 29:2. Hey, while we're fixated on COVID-19, an election is underway. The other side is taking full advantage of the COVID smokescreen to advance their strategy, tuning up their voter fraud machine. North Carolina has nearly 1 million inactive names on voter rolls. Pennsylvania has over 800,000. You've heard about California. Judicial Watch is suing these states to clean up their rolls. Dirty voter rolls mean dirty elections. Quote, unquote. Thank God for Judicial Watch. Give them all the support you can. We support them regularly. The wicked are laying snares for President Trump and Vice President Pence. I have explained my concern about giving a narrowly focused group within an organization control over decisions that affect the entire organization. It's always a mistake to give control over decisions that impact the entire nation to a small group of people whose perspective is narrowly focused. I'm tired of two doctors deciding whether or not I can go to work, walk in the park, or go to church. The Surgeon General has begun to speak up, thank God. And other doctors are beginning to step forward and sound off, thank God. Trump needs to broaden the base of his advisors on this matter. Fauci and Burke are going to take him down with them, and they will be unscathed in the fall, friend. Their fortunes will not be hurt. In fact, the left will make them into heroes. But Trump will get the blast back for all the frustration and the anger that is building in America right now unless he begins sending clear signals that he is going to start taking control away from these two liars. And I say that for two reasons. First, the way they are counting COVID deaths. They're fudging the numbers. There's only one real reason to pull that switch, and that is to ratchet up the numbers, which they need to justify what they have done to the American economy. You heard me explain why I think Trump initially stepped in and took control of the panic over this, but he needs to start pulling this country out of the dive. I use the analogy of a stalled plane to illustrate this, that he needs to be careful he does not put us into a tailspin. He needs to start listening to other doctors, like his Surgeon General, and start questioning Fauci and Burke. Start asking some tough questions. I believe he has been waiting for Americans to generally start demanding relief from this oppression so he can have the political cover, perhaps, that he needs to reopen America, although he's not really acted with that kind of political consciousness in the past. But I fear if he does not start doing that very soon, the stink of this whole thing is going to land on him. and Pelosi's little witch hunt investigation, well, they'll start pointing out that he knew the numbers were being faked, that he knew the truth from these other doctors. And I would not even be surprised if Fauci and Burke both willingly throw Trump and Pence under the bus with this. Lying is not beyond them, as we have already seen. They have advocated for using deceit to prop up the COVID death numbers. Now, Dr. Batar recently announced satisfaction that the Trump administration has begun backing off from Fauci a little bit, that he has decided policy will no longer be instructed by the Fauci-Gates theoretical models predicting shocking and disturbing fatalities, but rather he would begin shaping policy from real data. Now, that's good news. Except that even the real data has been monkeyed with by these people. So we do have some movement in the Trump administration. And I have noticed that Trump's instincts for this sort of thing are nothing short of miraculous. And we can sure keep praying for him, fellow soldiers. But it's getting dicey right now, having Barr send out a few more signals declaring no crisis cancels the Constitution is a good idea. Some real action from Barr's office against some of these egregious overreaches from some of our governors would be good. But let me conclude by opening up an important discussion, by launching, perhaps, the first salvos of an important debate we need to have over this fundamental question. When is it justifiable for a government to take away our rights as Americans or to infringe upon our inalienable rights as bearers of the divine image? Now, you've seen the memes, you know, along came COVID-19, and just like that, the Constitution was gone. Or the Statue of Liberty holding her head like she's got a headache, saying all the blood of hundreds of thousands of Americans spilled to secure liberty and given away because Americans were afraid of a disease that only kills 2% of those who contract it. I mean, it goes on and on. Look, there's going to be a tremendous backlash over this. You've heard me repeatedly say Americans have liberty coded in their DNA, and I qualified that because there are many who live in America today who don't apparently have that coding. But there are yet enough of us out there that sooner rather than later, they're going to have had enough of this, and they're going to start rising up in mass and demanding these little tyrants get their jack boots off our liberties. But the answer to the question before us right now is this: never, 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 never give away your liberties, not to doctors, not to politicians, not for any reason, ever, never, never, never. There is never a reason government can manufacture to justify taking away our liberties. No, Mr. Governor, you do not get to decide there's an emergency and then use it to take away our liberties indefinitely. Remember, one of the things I objected to most seriously and said there is no way Newsom's executive order would ever stand constitutional scrutiny because he said until further notice. Excuse me? No way. No way any ruler in this country has the right to wipe out our liberties and then say until further notice. If that power has been given to our governor, take it away yesterday. If that power has been given to the California governor or any governor, it's unconstitutional and will not stand scrutiny, I pray. And if our Supreme Court happened to support such a thing, let me tell you, it won't stand before the court of God or before the court of public opinion of those God-fearing American patriots. Romans 13 does not support that kind of thing. Do you want to know why we must never, 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 you get the idea, we must never give any ruler the power to declare an emergency and wipe out our liberties with a wave of his hand holding a pen over a piece of paper? And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why right now. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that's giving absolute power to rulers. Men are liars, friend. Haven't you noticed? FBI directors and CIA directors can collude with a wicked president and decide to create a fake dossier and use it to gain permission from a court of law that's too lazy to do its own due diligence, and then allow government to use its virtually limitless power to spy on a private citizen, to falsely accuse private citizens, Americans, to violate their rights and destroy their lives. You can never give government that kind of arbitrary power to simply dismiss your rights because men are liars. They are cheats. They are thieves. And politics attracts such men because they know with political power they can control others and profit themselves. We must remember why our founders structured our government the way that they did. It was because they knew power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's a way they can get absolute power. No, no, no. Government cannot have the power to use some emergency they declare and come up with as justification for taking away our rights. Give me liberty or give me death. I don't care if it's death by gunshot or sword from some British army or any other army. And I don't care if it's death by some invisible enemy. Keep your hands off my liberties. Leave liberty alone. Barr's right. The Constitution is not suspended because some government leader declares an emergency. We will cooperate. You know we will. But what we won't do is lay down our rights. We will not trade away our independence, our natural rights, our inalienable rights, our God-given rights, so that you can protect us. Why should I trust you? Please understand what I'm saying. God, the source of our liberties, is ultimately the only safe source of our protection. God is the only king who could ever be trusted with that much power over our lives. So that's it. Pick up the debate. I threw the gauntlet down of debate. Pick it up. All right. Please tell me where you think I'm wrong. Please, America, have this conversation now. Don't ever let this happen again. No way does any governor have the power to indefinitely suspend our rights until he decides it's safe to give them back. He, period, can, period, not, period, have, period, my, period, rights, period. No.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know you see they're on. Go to godswar2020.com. Click on the call button to leave me a message or use the contact us form to send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. It's God's war, and we are his soldiers. The battle for America is on. Every day, we see proof of the wisdom of our founders. We've acknowledged the right of unbelievers to make their own choice for or against Christ. But see how they're not content that we should make room for their rebellion? Daily, they attempt to force us to join them in it. They would force us to teach our children the life-threatening lifestyle of the sodomites. They force us to fund the atrocity of baby murder. We have acknowledged it's their choice to receive or rebel against Christ. But they have used that freedom to take away our liberties. God's people face a critical battle for America in 2020. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses, because freedom loses. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.